的批评不断升级。多家国际公司称，正在采取措施，确保来自新疆地区的货物不是由强迫雇佣的少数民族生产的。美国国会及行政当局中国委员会以及澳大利亚战略政策研究所等机构发布的一些最新报告称，三月初运动品牌阿迪达斯时装公司 HM、 汤美费格、爱服趣以及户外服装公司北面等主要品牌都与强迫劳动有牵连。这些公司的代表对美国电影表示，正在与他们在中国的代表合作，防止从涉嫌强迫劳动的供应商那里采购。自2017年以来，中国当局被控任意拘留了100多万维吾尔人，并对没有拘押的人进行严格监控。人权组织说，这些人被迫接受再教育，并被迫谴责他们的伊斯兰教信仰。这些组织说，近几个月来，北京把数千维吾尔人从再教育营送进工厂充当廉价劳动力，这意味着北京对新疆的镇压进入了一个新阶段。中国外交部发言人耿爽在3月11日的例行记者会上说，根本不存在某些别有用心的人所谓强迫劳动的现象。耿爽还督促美国正确认识并客观理性看待中美企业之间的一些正常经贸合作，停止搞政治操弄。他说，强迫劳动的报道是对中国的污名化运动的一部分。最新研究显示，中国各地解封复工之后，如果放松对新冠病毒的监控，就可能出现第二波疫情。武汉解除封城，很多地区也相继复工，有人担心新冠病毒疫情在中国是否会出现二次高峰。香港大学研究人员利用数学模型对中国放松目前疫情控制措施的后果进行了模拟，得出了上述结论。英国最新期的《柳叶刀》医学杂志刊登了这份研究报告的内容。报告指出，中国采取的积极干预措施似乎阻止了新冠病毒在湖北以外地区的第一波疫情，但目前病毒存在海外输入的实际风险，而且经济活动在增多，中国需要对新冠病毒的传播力和杀伤力进行实时监控，防止出现第二波疫情。报告说，武汉等地1月23日封城后，新冠病毒的及时繁殖率在湖北以外地区降到1以下，即单一确诊病患的平均传染量不到1人，而且持续保持，显示疫情从快速增长变为缓慢收缩。如果过早解除这些防范措施，可能让病毒的及时繁殖率再次大于一，导致发生第二波疫情。世界卫生组织领导人谭德赛强势回应美国总统特朗普对世卫组织的批评，他说，请不要将病毒政治化，如果想被病毒利用，想借到更多的果实袋，那就请变，如果不想有更多的果实袋，就不要政治化。他敦促把疫情政治化行为予以隔离。在谭德赛发表这番讲话之前，特朗普总统星期二批评世界卫生组织主要由美国出资，却非常以中国为中心，在疫情信息方面判断错误，弄砸了。他还警告要考虑切断卫生组织的资金。在星期三的白宫记者会上，特朗普总统针对谭德赛有关果实袋的言论回应说，把问题政治化的正是谭德赛。特朗普总统接着说，美国向世卫组织提供了巨额经费，中国提供的资金不成比例。他还在这次记者会上说，我们要进行一项研究调查，将决定我们要怎么做。世卫组织官员星期三否认该组织以中国为中心，称冠状病毒疫情大流行的严重时刻不是削减经费的时候。华尔街日报报道，美国政府已经批准谷歌公司启用连接加州与台湾的海底光纤电缆，至于加州连接香港的部分则遭到否决。美国司法部8日表示，准许美国与香港之间直接连接电缆将严重危及美国国家安全与执法利益，并带来重大风险。美国国土安全部与国防部也认可这项看法。谷歌公司于4月2日提出这项申请，并表示其有迫切需要。该公司还认为未来6个月能在亚太地区达到最大的系统量。在美国，重大国际信息传输计划必须经过多个联邦机构组成的电信团队审查。这个团队近年对中国采取了强硬立场。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨。欢迎收听商务通英语。 Functioning in Business is an intermediate-level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 3. This program focuses on telephone language and making an appointment.
今天这一课的题目是约时间见面，第三部分，重点学习电话用语和约时间会见的用语。
Interview，
电话访谈。今天由主持人采访国际机器人公司的 Charles Blake 先生。
On today's program, I'll be talking again with Charles Blake of International Robotics. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your phone conversation with Mr. Epstein. You arranged to meet him on Tuesday, June 11th.
Yes, that's right.
Let's listen again to that part of the conversation.
Okay.
Dialogue.
谈话录音
Let's listen in while Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein arrange the time and place for their meeting.
我们要听一听 Blake 先生和 Epstein 先生在电话上约时间和地点见面。他们的对话里有这样几个句子。
I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
我在想我们能不能在明天什么时候见一次面。
I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
我11点钟以后有空，你看合适吗？
It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
地点在机场南面，开车大概要20分钟。现在请听对话。
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow at 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
我们再听一遍这段对话。
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here.I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Variations. Listen to these variations.
词句代换。请听老师示范做一些词句的变换。请大家注意听两种说法的不同之处。
When shall we get together?
When shall we meet?
I'm free after 11 o'clock.
I'm not busy after 11.
How's that sound?
Is that good for you?
That sounds fine with me.
That sounds good. Interview.
接下来请听 Elizabeth 继续采访 Blake 先生。Blake 先生说他们在旧金山吃了一顿美味的午餐。接着又开车去兜风。谈话里使用的词句包括
A deadline
截止期最后期限
A deadline After sales service
售后服务
After sales service Maintenance
维修保养
Maintenance Repair
修理
Repair.
R-E-P-A-I-R.
The new factory was scheduled for completion in October.
新厂房原定十月份完工。现在请听访谈。
Did Mr. Epstein meet you as planned?
Yes, he did. We had a very nice lunch in San Francisco. Then we went for a drive.
Did you discuss business?
Yes, we did. A little. Mr. Epstein wanted to explain some of the details of the project, about their plans to build a new factory. And he wanted to learn more about our industrial robots. As you know, we wanted to sell our robots to Advanced Technologies for use in their new factory.
Did you discuss other topics?
Well, yes.He told me that the new factory was scheduled for completion in October. So this October deadline was very important. He was also concerned about after-sales service.
Do you mean maintenance, repair, and so on?
That's right. They were concerned because our company is not based in the U.S. They wanted to be sure that we could provide good service in the United States.
I see. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Blake 先生和 Epstein 先生都谈了些什么 ？Epstein 先生为什么对国际机器人公司的售后服务不放心呢？我们再听一遍这段对话。
Did Mr. Epstein meet you as planned?
Yes, he did. We had a very nice lunch in San Francisco. Then we went for a drive.
Did you discuss business?
Yes, we did. A little. Mr. Epstein wanted to explain some of the details of the project.About their plans to build a new factory. And he wanted to learn more about our industrial robots. As you know, we wanted to sell our robots to Advanced Technologies for use in their new factory.
Did you discuss other topics?
Well, yes. He told me that the new factory was scheduled for completion in October. So this October deadline was very important. He was also concerned about after-sales service.
Do you mean maintenance, repair, and so on?
That's right.They were concerned because our company is not based in the U.S. They wanted to be sure that we could provide good service in the United States.
I see. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
他们感到担心是因为我们公司不设在美国。
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question.
请听众根据前面听过的对话回答问题。
What time would Mr. Epstein like to meet with Mr. Blake?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
请大家再听一遍有关对话，然后回答提问。
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
What time would Mr. Epstein like to meet with Mr. Blake? He would like to meet after 11 o'clock.
Listen to the question.
下面请听第二个问题。
When do Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein decide to meet?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
请听有关对话，然后回答问题。
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites.It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
Ah, that's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
When do Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein decide to meet? They decide to meet at 11:15.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。今天我们要讲用直接和婉转的方式提出建议。下面我们熟悉一些子句。
A direct suggestion.
直接的建议。
A direct suggestion. An indirect suggestion.
婉转的建议。
An indirect suggestion. Let's meet tomorrow for lunch.
我们明天一起吃中饭吧。
I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days.
你看我们是否能在今后几天之内见一次面。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
Okay.
We have a question today about making appointments. The question is, how should I suggest a meeting time?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Well, if it's someone you know quite well, you can be very direct. For example, let's say you want to suggest a meeting time to a coworker, someone you've known for a long time. You can just say, let's meet tomorrow for lunch, or how about tomorrow for lunch? But even with friends, you shouldn't be too direct. Don't say, I want to meet with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect. For example, you can say, I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days. Or, would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow? Very polite suggestions are often very long.
Isn't that rather vague, very general?
Sometimes it's good to be vague. Vague means no definite time. That gives the other person a lot of freedom to suggest a good time.
What if the other person asks you what time you should meet?
Well, you can suggest a time. Or if you want to be very considerate, you can say, what time is good for you?
Very interesting and useful. Thanks again, Gary.
I'm happy to be of help.
How
should I suggest a meeting time?
Harry 回答
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
那要看对方和你的关系怎么样。Gary 的原则是，如果你很熟悉对方，你可以直接提出建议。但如果你和对方并不熟悉，或者对方是一位重要人物，你最好是婉转、笼统一些，让对方做最后的决定。
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect.
我们再听听 Gary 是怎么说的。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
Okay.
We have a question today about making appointments. The question is, how should I suggest a meeting time?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Well, if it's someone you know quite well, you can be very direct. For example, let's say you want to suggest a meeting time to a coworker. Someone you've known for a long time. You can just say, let's meet tomorrow for lunch, or how about tomorrow for lunch? But even with friends, you shouldn't be too direct. Don't say, I want to meet with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect. For example, you can say, I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days. Or, would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow? Very polite suggestions are often very long.
Isn't that rather vague, very general?
Sometimes it's good to be vague. Vague means no definite time. That gives the other person a lot of freedom to suggest a good time.
What if the other person asks you what time you should meet?
Well, you can suggest a time. Or, if you want to be very considerate, you can say, What time is good for you?
Very interesting and useful. Thanks again, Gary.
I'm happy to be of help.
Listen carefully.
接下来请大家仔细听下面直接提建议和婉转提建议的句子。
Let's meet tomorrow for lunch. How about tomorrow for lunch?I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next week. Would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow?
Business dialogue.
商务对话。今天的对话里，两位同事商量一个碰头的时间和地点，以便一起讨论销售额预测的问题。他们在谈话中使用了这些语句。
Sales forecast.
销售额预测。
A sales forecast.
Forecast. F-O-R-E. C-A-S-T.
A conference room.
会议室。
A conference room. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
我在想我们能不能今天下午一起谈谈。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Two co-workers are arranging to meet to discuss the sales forecasts.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine. When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good. Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay. Let's meet in the conference room.
Great. See you then.
Bob 希望能在下午和 John 会面，想和他一起研究公司的销售预测问题。
I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
我们再听听今天的商务对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Two co-workers are arranging to meet to discuss the sales forecasts.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine. When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good. Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay.Let's meet in the conference room.
Great. See you then.
Focus on functions. Accepting suggestions.
语言功能。下面我们重点学习接受建议的说法。
Let's focus on how to respond to suggestions. Here are some examples of how to agree to suggestions.
Listen to these short conversations.
在下面的对话里，请大家仔细听老师说的接受建议的句子。
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
Sure, that's fine.
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示，我们的商务语言专家 Gary 要给我们讲在回答对方建议时可以使用的各种语句。
Now it's time for Gary's tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth.Today, we'll look at some ways to respond to suggestions. There are many ways to show agreement in English. Words like okay, sure, fine, and so on. Let's listen to the first part of the business dialogue. Bob suggests that he and John meet that afternoon.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine.
John says, sure, that's fine, to accept Bob's suggestion. Then he politely asks John to suggest a meeting time. Let's listen.
When is it for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
That sounds good is a good way to accept a meeting time. John asks Bob to suggest a place for the meeting. Let's listen.
Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Bob suggests 2 places for the meeting, John's office or the conference room. John chooses the conference room by saying directly, Okay, let's meet in the conference room. Now, let's listen to a conversation which does not go so smoothly.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
I'm sorry, but I'm busy all afternoon. Can we make it some other time?
The expression, I'm sorry, but, is a polite way to refuse a suggestion. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
今天我们重点学习如何对别人的建议做出回应，是接受还是拒绝。如果你同意对方的建议，常用的回答方法有
Sure, that's fine. That sounds good.
等等。如果对方建议的时间对你不合适，你可以用
I'm sorry, but
这种客气的方式来回绝。我们再听听今天的 Gary 提示。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some ways to respond to suggestions. There are many ways to show agreement in English. Words like okay, sure, fine, and so on. Let's listen to the first part of the business dialogue. Bob suggests that he and John meet that afternoon.
Hi, John.I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine.
John says, sure, that's fine, to accept Bob's suggestion. Then he politely asks John to suggest a meeting time. Let's listen.
When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
That sounds good.Is a good way to accept a meeting time. John asks Bob to suggest a place for the meeting. Let's listen.
Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Bob suggests 2 places for the meeting, John's office or the conference room. John chooses the conference room by saying directly,Okay, let's meet in the conference room. Now, let's listen to a conversation which does not go so smoothly.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
I'm sorry, but I'm busy all afternoon. Can we make it some other time?
The expression, I'm sorry, but, is a polite way to refuse a suggestion. That's all the time we have.Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
Goey 听众，今天我们重点学习了电话用语和约时间会见的用语，以及怎样回答别人的建议。例如
I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.Would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow? What time is good for you? I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound? Sure, that's fine. That sounds good. I'm sorry, but...
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
全球对中国政府强迫维吾尔人劳动的批评不断升级，多家国际公司称正在采取措施确保来自新疆地区的货物不是由强迫雇佣的少数民族生产的。美国国会及行政当局中国委员会以及澳大利亚战略政策研究所等机构发布的一些最新报告称，三月初运动品牌阿迪达斯、时装公司 HM、 汤美费格、爱服趣以及户外服装公司北面等主要品牌都与强迫劳动有牵连。这些公司的代表对美国人表示，正在与他们在中国的代表合作，防止从涉嫌强迫劳动的供应商那里采购。自2017年以来，中国当局被控任意拘留了100多万维吾尔人，并对没有拘押的人进行严格监控。人权组织说，这些人被迫接受再教育，并被迫谴责他们的伊斯兰教信仰。这些组织说，近几个月来， 北京把数千维吾尔人从再教育营送进工厂充当廉价劳动力，这意味着北京对新疆的镇压进入了一个新阶段。中国外交部发言人耿爽在3月11日的例行记者会上说，根本不存在某些别有用心的人所谓强迫劳动的现象。耿爽还督促美国正确认识并客观理性看待中美企业之间的一些正常经贸合作，停止搞政治操弄。他说，强迫劳动的报道是对中国的污名化运动的一部分。最新研究显示，中国各地解封复工之后，如果放松对新冠病毒的监控，就可能出现第二波疫情。武汉解除封城，很多地区也相继复工。有人担心新冠病毒疫情在中国是否会出现二次高峰。香港大学研究人员利用数学模型对中国放松目前疫情控制措施的后果进行了模拟，得出了上述结论。英国最新一期的《柳叶刀》医学杂志刊登了这份研究报告的内容。报告指出，中国采取的积极干预措施似乎阻止了新冠病毒在湖北以外地区的第一波疫情，但目前病毒存在海外输入的实际风险，而且经济活动在增多，中国需要对新冠病毒的传播力和杀伤力进行实时监控，防止出现第二波疫情。报告说，武汉等地1月23日封城后，新冠病毒的及时繁殖率在湖北以外地区降到一以下，即单一确诊病患的平均传染量不到一人，而且持续保持，显示疫情从快速增长变为缓慢收缩。但如果过早解除这些防范措施，可能会让病毒的及时繁殖率再次大于一，导致发生第二波疫情。世界卫生组织领导人谭德赛强势回应美国总统特朗普对世卫组织的批评，他说，请不要将病毒政治化，如果想被病毒利用，想借到更多的果实袋，那就请变，如果不想有更多的果实袋，就不要政治化。他敦促把疫情政治化的行为予以隔离。在谭德赛发表这番讲话之前，特朗普总统星期二批评世界卫生组织主要由美国出资，却非常以中国为中心，在疫情信息方面判断错误，弄砸了。他还警告要考虑切断卫生组织的资金。在星期三的白宫记者会上，特朗普总统针对谭德赛有关果实袋的言论回应说，把问题政治化的正是谭德赛。特朗普总统接着说，美国向世卫组织提供了巨额经费，中国提供的资金不成比例。他还在这次记者会上说，我们要进行一项研究调查，我们将决定我们要怎么做。世卫组织官员星期三否认该组织以中国为中心，称冠状病毒疫情大流行的严重时刻不是削减经费的时候。华尔街日报报道，美国政府已经批准谷歌公司启用连接加州与台湾的海底光纤电缆，至于加州连接香港的部分则遭到否决。美国司法部8日表示，准许美国与香港之间直接连接电缆将严重危及美国国家安全与执法利益，并带来重大风险。美国国土安全部与国防部也认可这项看法。谷歌公司于4月2日提出这项申请，并表示其有迫切需要。该公司还认为未来6个月能在亚太地区达到最大的系统量。在美国，重大国际信息传输计划必须经过多个联邦机构组成的电信团队审查。这个团队近年对中国采取了强硬立场。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨。欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course that focuses on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 3. This program focuses on telephone language and making an appointment.
今天这一课的题目是约时间见面第三部分，重点学习电话用语和约时间会见的用语。
Interview，
电话访谈。今天由主持人采访国际机器人公司的 Charles Blake 先生。
On today's program, I'll be talking again with Charles Blake of International Robotics. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your phone conversation with Mr. Epstein. You arranged to meet him on Tuesday, June 11th.
Yes, that's right.
Let's listen again to that part of the conversation.
Okay.
Dialogue.
谈话录音.
Let's listen in while Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein arrange the time and place for their meeting.
我们要听一听 Blake先生和Epstein先生在电话上约时间和地点见面。 他们的对话里有这样几个句子。
I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
我在想我能不能在明天什么时候见一次面。
I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
我11点钟以后有空,你看合适吗?
It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
地点在机场南面,开车大概要20分钟。现在请听对话。
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Okay. Where are you staying?
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
Variations. Listen to these variations.
词句代换. 请听老师示范做一些词句的变换. 请大家注意听两种说法的不同之处.
When shall we get together?
When shall we meet?
I'm free after 11 o'clock.
I'm not busy after 11.
How's that sound?
Is that good for you?
That sounds fine with me.
That sounds good. Interview.
接下来请听 Elizabeth 继续采访 Blake先生。 Blake先生说, 他们在旧金山吃了一顿美味的午餐,接着又开车去兜风。谈话里使用的词句包括
A deadline
截止期,最后期限
A deadline After sales service
售后服务
After sales service Maintenance
维修,保养
Maintenance Repair.
修理.
Repair.
R-E-P-A-I-R.
The new factory was scheduled for completion in October.
新厂房原定10月份完工. 现在请听访谈.
Did Mr. Epstein meet you as planned?
Yes, he did. We had a very nice lunch in San Francisco. Then we went for a drive.
Did you discuss business?
Yes, we did. A little. Mr. Epstein wanted to explain some of the details of the project, about their plans to build a new factory. And he wanted to learn more about our industrial robots. As you know, we wanted to sell our robots to Advanced Technologies for use in their new factory.
Did you discuss other topics?
Well, yes. He told me that the new factory was scheduled for completion in October. So this October deadline was very important. He was also concerned about after-sales service.
Do you mean maintenance, repair, and so on?
That's right. They were concerned because our company is not based in the U.S. They wanted to be sure that we could provide good service in the United States.
I see. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Blake 先生和 Epstein 先生都谈了些什么？ Epstein 先生为什么对国际机器人公司的售后服务不放心呢？我们再听一遍这段对话。
Did Mr. Epstein meet you as planned?
Yes, he did. We had a very nice lunch in San Francisco. Then we went for a drive.
Did you discuss business?
Yes, we did. A little. Mr. Epstein wanted to explain some of the details of the project, about their plans to build a new factory. And he wanted to learn more about our industrial robots. As you know, we wanted to sell our robots to Advanced Technologies for use in their new factory.
Did you discuss other topics?
Well, yes. He told me that the new factory was scheduled for completion in October. So this October deadline was very important. He was also concerned about after-sales service.
Do you mean maintenance, repair, and so on?
That's right. They were concerned because our company is not based in the U.S. They wanted to be sure that we could provide good service in the United States.
I see. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. They were concerned because our company is not based in the U.S.
他们感到担心是因为我们公司不设在美国。
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question.
请听众根据前面听过的对话回答问题。
What time would Mr. Epstein like to meet with Mr. Blake?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
请大家再听一遍有关对话。然后回答提问。
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
What time would Mr. Epstein like to meet with Mr. Blake? He would like to meet after 11 o'clock.
Listen to the question.
下面请听第二个问题。
When do Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein decide to meet?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
请听有关对话，然后回答问题。
I'm staying at the Embassy Suites. It's about 20 minutes south of the airport.
That's real close to my office here. I'll tell you what. I'll meet you tomorrow around 11:15. Then we can go to lunch, and then I'll show you around San Francisco.
That sounds very nice.
When do Mr. Blake and Mr. Epstein decide to meet? They decide to meet at 11:15.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。今天我们要讲用直接和婉转的方式提出建议。下面我们熟悉一些词句。
A direct suggestion.
直接的建议。
A direct suggestion. An indirect suggestion.
婉转的建议。
An indirect suggestion. Let's meet tomorrow for lunch.
我们明天一起吃中饭吧。
I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days.
你看我们是否能在今后几天之内见一次面。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
Okay.
We have a question today about making appointments. The question is, how should I suggest a meeting time?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Well, if it's someone you know quite well, you can be very direct. For example, let's say you want to suggest a meeting time to a coworker.Someone you've known for a long time. You can just say, let's meet tomorrow for lunch. Or, How about tomorrow for lunch? But even with friends, you shouldn't be too direct. Don't say, I want to meet with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect. For example, you can say, I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days. Or, would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow? Very polite suggestions are often very long.
Isn't that rather vague? Very general?
Sometimes it's good to be vague. Vague means no definite time. That gives the other person a lot of freedom to suggest a good time.
What if the other person asks you what time you should meet?
Well, you can suggest a time. Or if you want to be very considerate, you can say, what time is good for you?
Very interesting and useful. Thanks again, Gary.
I'm happy to be of help.
How
should I suggest a meeting time?
Gary 回答,
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
那要看对方和你的关系怎么样。Gary 的原则是，如果你很熟悉对方，你可以直接提出建议。但如果你和对方并不熟悉，或者对方是一位重要人物，你最好是婉转、笼统一些，让对方做最后的决定。
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect.
我们再听听 Gary 是怎么说的。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
Okay.
We have a question today about making appointments. The question is, how should I suggest a meeting time?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person you want to meet.
I'm not sure that I understand.
Well, if it's someone you know quite well, you can be very direct. For example, let's say you want to suggest a meeting time to a coworker, someone you've known for a long time. You can just say, let's meet tomorrow for lunch, or how about tomorrow for lunch? But even with friends, you shouldn't be too direct. Don't say, I want to meet with you at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
But with someone you don't know well, or someone very important, it's better to be more general, more indirect. For example, you can say, I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next few days. Or, would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow? Very polite suggestions are often very long.
Isn't that rather vague? Very general?
Sometimes it's good to be vague. Vague means no definite time. That gives the other person a lot of freedom to suggest a good time.
What if the other person asks you what time you should meet?
Well, you can suggest a time. Or if you want to be very considerate, you can say, what time is good for you?
Very interesting and useful. Thanks again, Gary.
I'm happy to be of help.
Listen carefully.
接下来请大家仔细听下面直接提建议和婉转提建议的句子。
Let's meet tomorrow for lunch. How about tomorrow for lunch? I was hoping that we could meet sometime in the next week. Would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow?
Business dialogue.
商务对话。今天的对话里，两位同事商量一个碰头的时间和地点，以便一起讨论销售额预测的问题。他们在谈话中使用了这些语句。
A sales forecast.
销售额预测。
A sales forecast.
Forecast. F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T.
A conference room.
会议室。
A conference room. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
我在想我们能不能今天下午一起谈谈。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Two co-workers are arranging to meet to discuss the sales forecasts.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine. When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good. Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay. Let's meet in the conference room.
Great. See you then.
Bob 希望能在下午和 John 会面，想和他一起研究公司的销售预测问题。
I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
我们再听听今天的商务对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. Two co-workers are arranging to meet to discuss the sales forecasts.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine. When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good. Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay. Let's meet in the conference room.
Great. See you then.
Focus on functions. Accepting suggestions.
语言功能。下面我们重点学习接受建议的说法。
Let's focus on how to respond to suggestions. Here are some examples of how to agree to suggestions.
Listen to these short conversations.
在下面的对话里，请大家仔细听老师说的接受建议的句子。
I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
Sure, that's fine.
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示，我们的商务语言专家 Gary 要给我们讲在回答对方建议时可以使用的各种语句。
Now it's time for Gary's tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth.Today, we'll look at some ways to respond to suggestions. There are many ways to show agreement in English. Words like okay, sure, fine, and so on. Let's listen to the first part of the business dialogue. Bob suggests that he and John meet that afternoon.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine.
John says, sure, that's fine, to accept Bob's suggestion. Then he politely asks John to suggest a meeting time. Let's listen.
When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
That sounds good is a good way to accept a meeting time. John asks Bob to suggest a place for the meeting.Let's listen.
Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Bob suggests 2 places for the meeting, John's office or the conference room. John chooses the conference room by saying directly, Okay, let's meet in the conference room.Now, let's listen to a conversation which does not go so smoothly.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
I'm sorry, but I'm busy all afternoon. Can we make it some other time?
The expression, I'm sorry, but, is a polite way to refuse a suggestion. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
今天我们重点学习如何对别人的建议做出回应。 是接受还是拒绝。如果你同意对方的建议，常用的回答方法有
Sure, that's fine. That sounds good.
等等。如果对方建议的时间对你不合适，你可以用
I'm sorry, but
这种客气的方式来回绝。我们再听听今天的 Gary 提示。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today we'll look at some ways to respond to suggestions. There are many ways to show agreement in English. Words like okay, sure, fine, and so on. Let's listen to the first part of the business dialogue. Bob suggests that he and John meet that afternoon.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon. I'd like to go over our sales forecasts.
Sure, Bob. That's fine.
John says, sure, that's fine, to accept Bob's suggestion. Then he politely asks John to suggest a meeting time. Let's listen.
When is good for you?
How about 3 o'clock?
That sounds good.
That sounds good is a good way to accept a meeting time. John asks Bob to suggest a place for the meeting. Let's listen.
Where shall we meet?
I can come to your office, or the conference room might be more comfortable.
Okay, let's meet in the conference room.
Bob suggests 2 places for the meeting, John's office or the conference room. John chooses the conference room by saying directly, Okay, let's meet in the conference room. Now, let's listen to a conversation which does not go so smoothly.
Hi, John. I was wondering if we could get together sometime this afternoon.
I'm sorry, but I'm busy all afternoon. Can we make it some other time?
The expression, I'm sorry, but, is a polite way to refuse a suggestion. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
各位听众，今天我们重点学习了电话用语和约时间会见的用语，以及怎样回答别人的建议。例如
I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime. Would it be possible for us to meet sometime tomorrow? What time is good for you? I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
Sure, that's fine. That sounds good.I'm sorry, but...
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。